Premananda. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Om Gana Chimadanda Shah Gadanjana Shilakaya Chaksur Minikam Gena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Okay. So today is the glorious appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And generally on this day, we speak about the reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming to this world. It's called an advent. So, of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He is not an expansion. He is a, like described in the Bhagavatam, Maiti, Chansakla, Pumsa, Krishna's two, Bhagavan Swayam, he is Bhagavan Swayam, and all the other incarnations appear as his expansions, as they do with Krishna's expansions. There's no difference between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, just in a different mood. So, this evening when we speak, we're going to speak about what's called, it's a fancy word for all of you, the exoteric reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, and I'll explain what that word means. Exoteric means things that everybody knows, you know, public reasons. And there's another word, esoteric, instead of the X that has an S there. That means the hidden reasons behind Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So this morning we're going to talk about the hidden reasons, or his personal reasons why he appeared in this world. He has personal reasons, and then he has the external reasons which have to do with the Sankirtan movement, which we're all members of. So, I'm going to start by reading a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this chapter is described as the confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya's advent. And I'll just read one verse. I'm not going to read a lot of verses. That, Sache hetu kintu eva hi rang araika hetu shuna ache antarang. Although this is true, this is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Because that's reference to the last chapter, which deals with the external reasons for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear one other reason, the confidential reason for the Lord's appearance. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the third chapter, fourth verse, it has been clearly said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to distribute love of Krishna and the chanting of His transcendental holy name, Hare Krishna. That was the secondary purpose of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. The real reason is different, as we shall see in this chapter. And so I'm going to explain it. The real reason, of course they're both real reasons, but the most important reason as far as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is concerned. So, let's go back over 5,000 years ago to Krishna's appearance. So, Krishna had many pastimes with the gopis and specifically with Srimati Radharani in the forest of Vrindavan, Jayavada Madhava Kunja Vihari. So, Krishna was especially amazed at Srimati Radharani's devotion. Because Srimati Radharani's devotion is not like the ordinary devotion of this world, whereby someone worships someone else or serves someone else for some purpose. Like generally, you know, a man and woman get together and the woman is thinking, he'll protect me, he'll give me money, he'll buy saris for me, right? Buy jewelry, everything I ever wanted, he's my hero. Right? Women think like that. And the man is thinking, boy, she's so attractive, she'll satisfy my senses. So they're both thinking like that. And conflicts arise because they both have different ideas of the relationship. But Srimati Radharani's attitude is quite different. Her attitude is described in the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we'll give some paraphrases, I mean, in other words, explanations of her attitude. For example, she says, if Krishna wants to enjoy with another woman, I'll go and serve that other woman. That's what Radharani was saying. So how many of you ladies are thinking, if my husband wants to enjoy with another woman, I will go serve that other woman? Any of the ladies thinking, no. Your husband even talks like that, he gets a slap. Right? So that's... And she's also saying that if my unhappiness, paraphrasing of course, my unhappiness gives Krishna happiness, then I want to be unhappy. That's love. That's unalloyed love. Ahaitaki pratyata yatma supersedate. Savayapum sam paradharma yataru bhaktira bhaksaje. Ahaitaki pratyata apratyata. The atmosphere exceeded it. And of course, that's that's ultimately the position that we should come to if we want to be Krishna conscious. I mean, that's a very high standard. Of course, in the beginning, we come to Krishna consciousness, chaturvidha bhajantimam, because we want wealth, or because we're inquisitive, because we want knowledge, or of course, we're in distress. You know, we have some personal reasons. Oh, I like Krishna consciousness because I love the prasadam. And of course, we don't discourage people with that. Like Prabhupada would say, when you come to Krishna consciousness, you should eat so much that it fills you up to the neck and even beyond. So we encourage people. But ultimately, we are interested in love. And love means causeless devotional service, mama janmani janmani shvare, bhavatad bhaktir, ahaitaki dvaye. That's, of course, the shashashita. That, my dear Lord, I will serve you life after life. Kita janmoha yatatu yadas. Even if you make me a worm, kita janma, boy, because that's Bengali. Even if I take birth as a worm or an insect, as long as I'm your devotee. And there's many statements in the Bhagavatam about that. That Narayana Paraksare na kutasjana bibhyati swargapavarga nadakeshu apituliyartha darshana. A topmost devotee of Krishna, he can go to heaven or to hell or go back to Godhead, it's all the same thing. Because he's serving Krishna. I mean, how many of you are willing to go to hell? Raise your hand. Okay, Krishna, I hope you're not watching. Anyway. Nobody raised their hand. Because we can go to hell and serve Krishna, not to be punished. Just like devotees, sometimes they go and they preach in the prisons. But they're not prisoners. It's like Prabhupada came to this world to preach, and he considered this world to be like hell. Especially he considered London to be like hell. You know, Prabhupada was in London, and the reporter asked Prabhupada, "Do you believe in hell?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes, London is hell. There's no sun there, it's always nasty weather." So a devotee, a pure devotee's willing, this is Radharani's move. This is the price for going back to Godhead. That we come to the point, we simply want Krishna to be happy. And if Krishna becomes happy by us going to hell, then it's life. Just like you find all these stories in the Bhagavatam, how different devotees like Jaya and Vijay got cursed to come to the material world, to be demons, to fight with Krishna. And yet, they did not complain. They didn't say, "Krishna, why did you do this to me?" Even you have this Tulsi Shalagram Vivaha story. Isn't it? Tulsi gets cursed, comes to the material world. Tsunami gets cursed. You know, so you have all these stories. But the devotees are happy to give Krishna pleasure, whatever he wants. So this is Radharani's move. So Krishna is perceiving, looking, understanding Radharani's mood. Well, he's not understanding. He wants to understand Radharani's mood. He's seen it, says, "Oh my goodness." And another problem, not problem, another issue is that Krishna is seeing that Radharani is enjoying more than him. I mean, who can enjoy? Everybody wants to be God, like, you know, you have so many groups, you know, Satya Sai Bodha, and anyway, I did mention the name. Anyway, so many groups, and people, the leader says, "I'm God, he's an incarnation of God, we're all God, thank God, oh my God," you know, you have all these different people, impersonalists, or cheaters, or whatever, who say that they're God. But it's more enjoyable to be a servant of God. Because you get a chance to experience bhakti. You know, bhakti is something very unique. It is something so independent that even Krishna doesn't control bhakti. He's God. But bhakti is not given by Krishna. Bhakti is independent. This is described by this great acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So if you want to get bhakti, you have to go to where bhakti stays, and that's in the heart of a devotee. The sarvavriya mayam saranam riyam tvaham maranyatena janakti nahamte yugunagapi. So bhakti is in the heart of a devotee, therefore this bhakti lata bija, which is implanted in the heart, comes from a devotee. Brahmanda brahmataya konna bhagavan jeev guru krishna prasadi vai bhakti lata bija. In other words, we're wandering around all the different universes, and by the guru's mercy, we get that creeper, the seed of the creeper of devotion. For example, in my own case, I was listening to the radio one day, and just mundane Bollywood songs. Anyway, so, and all of a sudden, they played Prabhupada's recording. Prabhupada was chanting Hare Krishna. My whole life changed. Just from hearing the Hare Krishna mantra chanted by a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I lost interest in everything that I was doing. It was a disaster for my material life to hear from Prabhupada. Like Prabhupada said one point about all the books being distributed, he said, "The poison has entered." So Prabhupada destroyed my material life. I wanted to be a doctor, be successful, be a rich man, and then everything finished because of Lord Prabhupada. And my parents were very upset. They even tried to deprogram him. They even called a psychiatrist to see if I was normal. So that's the Bhakti Lata Beach. So it's given by a devotee. Ultimately, Srimati Radharani and the empowered representatives of Srimati Radharani, also Balaram, of course the spiritual master is a representative of Balaram and Srimati Radharani simultaneously. So Krishna wanted to experience this happiness, understand three different things that Krishna wanted to do. He wanted to be happy like the devotees. He's already happy. But he wanted to be more happy. And then Krishna wanted to understand the love of his devotees. And then Krishna wanted to see himself through the eyes of his devotees. Because Krishna, he wants to worship himself, which is really interesting. So, these are the esoteric reasons for Krishna taking on the mood of Srimati Radharani. So he takes on her mood, and then he exhibits Mahabhav. Now, Bhav means emotion. Right now, we are experiencing Bhava Rog, which means sick emotions in this world. That's lust, anger, greed, illusion, all the anarthas, that's Bhava Rog. And Bhava also indicates, or Bhava, indicates the level of spiritual advancement, and the topmost manifestation of Bhava, or emotion, is Mahabhava, which is manifested by Srimati Radharani. We do not exhibit Mahabhava even when we come to the highest platform of spiritual life. It's only Srimati Radharani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, experienced these symptoms of transcendental ecstasy that, from an external viewpoint, may appear to be insanity. You understand? Insanity. This is called Divyon Mada. It means transcendental craziness. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for example, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described in the final years of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, when he was staying in his room in Gambira, which is in Jagannath Puri, I think some of you have been to Jagannath Puri. Raise your hand if you've been to Jagannath Puri. Some of you. Jagannath Puri. Anyway, everyone should visit Jagannath Puri sometime in their lifetime. Because Jagannath Puri is where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the highest ecstasies of Vipralamba. Vipralamba means separation. Feeling separation from Krishna. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravashayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda vidahiname. Krishna, I'm feeling your separation, and I'm feeling the world is useless, hopeless, vacant, and a moment is like a yuga. That's intense separation. So while he was experiencing that intense separation, we'll give some examples. He used to beat his head against the side of the room that he was staying in, which is called the Gambir, a very, very small room. And the devotees, they were so worried that he was doing this that they had to arrange for one devotee to actually just stay in the room with him to be Lord Chaitanya's pillow. So Lord Chaitanya would rest his feet or his head on this devotee. And then Lord Chaitanya had to obey or behave himself. You know, keep his symptoms down. Other times, before they assigned this devotee to guard the Gambira, Lord Chaitanya would sometimes escape in the middle of the night. And then devotees would look for him everywhere. They couldn't find him. And he had jumped into the sea. But the interesting thing about the sea there in Jagannath Puri is it has something called an undertow. like a very swift current that'll pull you in one direction. So it pulled Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the way to the Sun God Temple, which is many, many kilometers away. And the devotees were looking. They still couldn't find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because in ecstasy he had jumped into the water. And finally they came across a fisherman. And this fisherman was chanting Hare Krishna. And the fisherman said, "I'm haunted. I found a ghost when I was fishing with my net. I pulled in this dead body, this ghost." Because when Lord Chaitanya exhibited his manifestations of ecstasy, his limbs expanded, his arms expanded to many cubits, that means really long. Because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, and he has a spiritual body. Satchitananda Vigraha, as described in the Upanishad, Nadirada Govinda Sarvakara Karna. So he has a spiritual body, so in that spiritual body he can manifest symptoms of ecstasy that we can't do in our bodies. I mean, if you manifested those same symptoms, you'd be dead. There's no question of your arms extending like that long. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this fisherman, he caught him and he told Lord Chaitanya's associates, Swarup Damodara Goswami, there's a ghost and I'm haunted. And Swarup Damodara Goswami said to this fisherman, "I'm a famous ghostbuster." You know, ghostbuster, you have them here in Fiji. They're all cheaters. One time I was in Nasori and there was a girl with a ghost and I said, "I'm a ghostbuster." And I chanted the Nrisimha prayers and the ghost started yelling at me. And I kept chanting, the ghost went away. So we can, anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, the prayers of the Lord Nrisimhadeva sincerely, the ghost goes away. So Swarup Damodara Goswami said to this fisherman, "I'm a ghostbuster." And he slapped the fisherman, he said, "Now you're free of the ghost. So show me where the body is." And so they went, they found Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I mentioned before, his arms were extended. And they started chanting, and Lord Chaitanya came back to external consciousness. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri would run toward the sand dune, like you have sand dunes here in Simitoka. So he'd run thinking it was Govardhan. And the devotees had to catch him. So always manifesting this extreme ecstasy of Radharani's mood. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya was Krishna understanding Radharani's mood because he wanted to take her position to understand her mood. And feeling her ecstasy, her happiness, and seeing himself from her perspective. And that, of course, culminates in the Rath Yatra ceremony. The Rath Yatra ceremony is where Lord Chaitanya is feeling separation from Krishna. He is Krishna, feeling separation from Krishna. And Lord Jagannath, on top of the Rath Yatra card, is Krishna feeling separation from Radharani. So you have Krishna in both positions. Krishna experiencing separation from himself when he's in the mood of Radharani as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Krishna experiencing mood, separation from Radharani. And Radharani at this particular point is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani. Anyway, it's a complicated thing. So this Rath Yatra ceremony especially points out the esoteric internal reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. And because of that internal reason, he becomes more merciful, as we mentioned last night, that Lord Chaitanya's Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauravasena Maha. He is the most munificent because he has the mood of Radharani. Because Radharani is the most merciful. Therefore, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we refer to Radha first. We are crying out for Radharani. Radhe, Radhe, Hare is the vocative. Vocative means crying out. Oh, Radharani, please engage me in Krishna's service. So this is very important to understand Radharani's mood, her position, to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu properly. So we are advising the devotees to study the Chaitanya Charitamrita, to regularly read through the Prabhupada's books, to understand these different points. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only present in this world for 48 years. You know, half of that time he was in Mayapur in his early childhood pastimes, and half of the time he was Jagannath Puri and traveling in South India and also to Vrindavan. So these are the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So any questions or comments, we'll keep it short. We have a nice program tonight. In honor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there'll be Abhishek, there'll be Kirtan, and we'll have a class about the external reason, the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hina hina yata chilo, murina mudrila. Whether one is elevated, whether one is fallen, if one takes up this chanting of Hare Krishna, they can come to the highest platform. Kiva Vipriti Vinyasi Shudu Kimavai, E Krishna Padma Veda, Sei Guruvai. So, any questions or comments? Anybody have any questions? Fiji, nobody has questions. No question, Nicole? No? Okay, yes, I'm sorry. That Navadweep, okay, let me explain. Navadweepa means nine islands. It also refers to a city that's within the nine islands. So there's nine islands. So when I talk about Lord Chaitanya appearing in Navadweep, I'm talking about the whole area of the nine islands, Navadweepa. Dweepa means like island. And within that area of Navadweepa, the larger area, there is the Yoga Peak, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there upon the prayers of his devotees, which we'll speak about tonight by the Dvaitacharya. Okay, any other questions or comments or problems? It's nice to be here back in Lomtoka, the original Bija seed temple. Of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, which Srila Prabhupada established. It's very important. Thank you all for taking care of this temple nicely. So, we'll have the darshan of the deities now. All glory is to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada.